Okay, good afternoon, everyone. This is Daisuke, Executive Director from Healthcare Investment Banking, J.P. Morgan. Welcome to the 41st J.P. Morgan Annual Healthcare Conference. It'd be great to have this conference again in a physical manner. And, you know, it is an honor to introduce Mr. Mikitani, co-CEO of Rakuten Medical. So with that, Mikitani-san.
Oh, it's fast.
Thank you very much, and thank you for gathering for this session. My name is Hiroshi Mikitani. I'm a founder of the Japanese internet company called Rakuten. I founded Rakuten 25 years ago. Almost all my friends in this industry are all retired, but I'm still running the internet company. But we have been disrupting many things. We were the first internet marketplace player in the world. We diversified to fintech, but today's agenda is not about internet. Today's agenda and most important topic is, can we conquer the cancer? I think there is a pretty big difference between evolvement and revolution. And what we are going to talk today is not about another immunodrugs, another chemotherapy, another radiation. What we are going to talk about is completely new approach of conquering cancer, which I encountered 10 years ago. Since then, my family invested close to $500 million into this business, not business, treatment project, because I think we can save so many people. And now we have four pillars of cancer treatment. Obviously, surgery, chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and maybe immunotherapy. What we're going to talk about recreating, and as a matter of fact, it's already commercial in Japan, the fifth pillar, which can really transform the cancer treatment. So I just searched today. We have a messaging app called Viber. So I searched, when was the first radiation treatment was done? And it says, the first cancer radiation therapy was performed in 1896 by William Conrad Röntgen, who used X-ray to treat a patient with breast cancer. So more than 100 years ago, the first X-ray treatment has done. And we're talking maybe something bigger than that. So simple question is, what kind of future would we open if we could kill only targeted cells? Only targeted cells, without re-damaging other surrounding cells, what would it happen? So this is the main, most important point, and why I believe, or we believe, this is revolution and transformation. So let's just introduce our treatment by the video.
The Immunox platform has the potential to provide innovative cancer therapies. This innovative cancer therapy uses light to selectively kill target cells, such as cancer cells, causing them to swell and explode in just 60 seconds. Cancer-targeted Illuminox treatment uses a drug which molecules attach with light-activatable substances bind to targeted cancer cells. The patient receives an intravenous infusion of the drug about 24 hours before laser light illumination. Binds to targeted cancer cells. The cancer cells selectively rupture after illumination without harming surrounding healthy tissue. The Illuminox platform is being developed to transform the paradigm of cancer therapies, such as local targeted therapy and systemic therapy, to treat a broad range of solid tumor types. The Illuminox palette represents a drug discovery program, which is developing new light-activatable drugs aimed to deliver Illuminox treatments to a range of cancer types specific tumor characteristics. In Japan, Illuminox treatment for head and neck cancer became available in 2021. This treatment is increasingly being implemented across Japan. Rakuten Medical is currently introducing this treatment across the world, opening the door to a fifth pillar of cancer treatment to be included among surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, and immunotherapy treatment options.
Okay, so if you talk about four other therapies, surgery, obviously, you have to dissect a big portion of your body. Second, radiation. Radiation will not only kill cancer cells or cancer tissues, but it will kill stem cells, your dendritic cells, and your, you know, immune cells, and it basically kills everything, and it has a huge, huge side effect. And you can only treat maybe twice or three times max. Obviously, immunotherapy is now the kind of really promising thing for us, but it still has a systematic side effect. What we are talking is minimize dose of the drugs, target and bind our cell, conjugate to the targeted cancer cells, not limited to targeted cancer, but cells, and light it, and basically explode it in 60 seconds. So this is the video I encountered 10 years ago. I said, wow, this is going to change everything. So since then, we have been keep advancing. Now I'm going to explain where we are. Basically, our vision is not really just cure local regional therapy, but again, positioned as an option, as a systematic therapy. Maybe in the future, since we are basically reactivating and remobilizing the immune system, opportunity to become cancer vaccinations, like what mRNA vaccine did for the COVID-19. And we want to become the alternative to surgery, which is, in my opinion, much better than cutting part of your body. So now we have three products. First one is called ASP1929, and this is targeting EGFR protein, which is already commercialized in Japan, which I'm going to explain. At the same time, not targeting only cancer cells, we are more systematically targeting cancer. The second product, which we are waiting for the first patient to enroll our clinical trial, is targeting the regulatory T cells, targeting anti-CD25. The third one is anti-PD-L1 drug, which we are now proceeding to manufacture. But these are not the end of the story. We can create a conjugate with almost any type of antibody. HER2 targeting, MUC1 targeting, CA targeting, PSMA targeting. Yeah, if you go to Japanese social media, almost all patients are talking about Hikarime Kyoho, which is a translation of photoimmunotherapy, or our the brand is Aluminox platform. This is the first drug, which is already commercialized in Japan. This is the mode of action. As you can see, the triangle part, we bind our drug with our antibody to EGFR positive cancer cells. And it will not bind to other cells. And by lighting it, it's going to be activated with our mode of action, necrosized in 60 seconds. This is the key. The speed is very, very important. And then, of course, your dendritic cell will recognize it, activate your immune system, and then will start attacking your cancer cells. So this is the mode of action, which I saw again 10 years ago, but it's already a reality. Here are some examples of what kind of cancers express EGFR. Head and neck, esophageal, peritoneal dysplasia, GEP. For example, India have over 2 million head and neck cancer patients a year. And then second drug is instead of targeting cancer itself, we target regulatory T cells. And this is the speed is very, very important because as you know, T cells and regulatory T cells are like twin brothers. If it takes too long, they will counterbalance themselves and the drug will become very, very inefficient. But our treatment, the process will be done in 60 seconds. As far as our animal tests are concerned, we are seeing a significant efficacy. The third drug is targeting PD-L1. And this is a combination of local therapy and also systematic therapy targeting complete cancer environment. We are very unique in a sense that we are not the drug manufacturer, but we are the combination of drug and device. I think this is the future. But at the same time, this is the complexity of the deploying because it's although treatment process itself is very short, 5 minutes lighting, but still completely new to surgeons, oncologists, nurses, and hospitals. Basically, these are the lineups of our product. The first drug targeting EGFR is called Acalix, and our laser device is called BioBlade. We have fiber to light and also needle catheter to stop and target the cancer. The difference between this and another very expensive radiation is the device itself is very small and very affordable. It's not so expensive. So we believe the smaller hospitals can do this treatment as well. And these, we already got approval from the Japanese government. And then in Japan, already we have 100 plus hospitals who are designated as our treatment centers. And there are over 230 the surgeons who are certified to this treatment. And since we got approval at the beginning of 2021, we have already done 200 plus treatments. And in our opinion, the efficacy has been extremely positive. These are two papers written by one of our treatment center. Just to quoting the first one, as for the efficacy, the overall rate of ORR was 89%, and DCR, disease control rate, was 100%. So it worked for 100% of the patients. But the most important thing is that the quality of life did not deteriorate. Sometimes the surgery, you need to cut off the big portion of your body, but our treatment is only targeting cancer cells. And sometimes, since we are not really damaging stem cells, the healthy organs, tissues, like such as skin, will come back. The second one is from the same hospital. And it says PID is considered to have a particularly promising application in head and neck cancers. And these tumors are typically more easy accessed for elimination. By the way, the data shows 3 of 10 patients got complete response, which is significantly better than the commercially available treatment. And as I mentioned, the challenge is this is totally new. Again, as I mentioned at the beginning of the speech, it has passed almost longer than 100 years since the first radiation treatment was treated. But our treatment is 2 years old, but so therefore, we need to educate and create a community of the doctors, surgeons, hospitals to make sure that we can treat the patients safely, and at the same time, we can modify our treatment policies. Honestly speaking, at the beginning, surgeons were a little bit worried about, for example, stabbing the cancer. So at the beginning, according to our protocol, they were just basically beaming at the central part of the cancer. But the biggest breakthrough is that we already got approval, and doctors can basically come up with a little bit more creative treatment. And most of the doctors started to beam the bigger region of the cancer, even the peripheral of the cancer, and efficacy of our treatment are making significant progress. And then this is our plan for our global expansion. And of course, Japan, it is already commercialized. And we are proceeding with a global clinical study for head and neck cancer for phase 3. And at the same time, we are now trying to get into the stage of earlier treatment. Because again, it's better to beam than basically dissecting or cutting part of your body. So led by NCI, we are doing what we call ASP9029-103 study. We are treating the patient even before treating with anything else. We have, I think it's moving forward. Japan, we are preparing the CD25 targeting the regulatory T cells. And in Taiwan, we are doing the combination therapy with anti-PD-1 drugs. And in India, we are now filing for a clinical trial where we have the millions of head and neck cancer patients. I visited India for this purpose a couple of months ago, twice. So these are the clinical trials going on, as I explained. Notably, again, US 103 study is a window of opportunity study. But our ambition is not only treating very late cancer patient, but treat patient with earlier stage for two reasons. One, definitely, maybe three, it's less harmful. They can keep quality of life. The second, their immune system is stronger. And potentially, we can recreate cancer, the immune system, so that the recurrence can be decreased. So these are the reason this 103 study is very, very exciting for us. With regard to the combination therapy, ASP9029 and anti-PD-1 combination therapy, we have done mainly in the US. The data will come, but I think it is very, very promising. And for last one, RM1995, targeting regulatory T cells, hopefully, we will be able to accept the first patient for our clinical trials in Japan in April. This is the just to show you how much potential this targeting targeting regulatory T cell can be. So these two charts, we basically embedded two cancers to the both side of the mouse, and top one is the targeted tumor, which we believe. And the bottom one is a metastatic tumor, which we did not even touch, we did not beam. But as you can see, the green light, by the way, this is a combination with anti-PD-1 drugs. Obviously, the targeted cancer went decrease almost disappeared. But notably, the one we did not even beam also shrunk significantly, like 80%. So everything we have been talking in this cancer treatment community is what we call Abscopal effect. And we are hoping that this dream will come true with our new drugs. This is the timeline of our project. In 2022, we are obviously treating in Japan on a non-clinical trial basis. Each month, we are treating about 10 new patients. And we are getting very positive feedback from doctors. I personally visited close to 60 hospitals by rental car all over Japan. I didn't drive, but my guys did. And we have treated 200 plus patients. Initially, to be very honest, the doctors were a little bit skeptical, but now as we proceed, they are getting more confidence. And some doctors which I met was very, very skeptical, but they treated the first patient, the second patient, the third patient. They have seen, they can visualize, see immediate effect, and very, very, now they are excited about this. We have probably needed to develop more lighting devices so that we can you know, treat like other cancer as well. So we are not only developing our new drugs, but we are developing a new lighting device as well. 2023, this year, obviously, one of the focus is further move forward our combination therapy with anti-PD-1 drugs. And definitely proceed with our phase 3 trial for monotherapy. And then Taiwan, I hope we'll get to the stage where we can file for approval. 2024, these are exciting year because we are expecting our anti-PD-1 drug will become available. And obviously now, since we are pretty famous in Japan, we got so many inquiries from many institutions that they want to treat, you know, breast cancer, prostate cancer, and then potentially like glioblastoma, where because we can specifically target only cancer cells, and that's a uniqueness. And maybe there is somebody else who is doing something similar to us, but I don't know. So I think this treatment has a huge potential. In 2025, I hope it is going to be earlier, but we are hoping that we will get approval from United States of America, EU, Taiwan, and also India. And this is pretty fast, in my opinion, in this industry. Pretty slow for my main business, internet business, but probably it's very fast for medical industry. So this journey started 10 years ago, and now I think what was described as a pie in the sky is becoming true. And hopefully, we will be able to help as many patients as possible. Myself, my family, our staff members and our stakeholders all committed to devote as much as we can to save as many patients as possible. Thank you very much for listening, and I ran out of my time, so I would like to finish my presentation. Thank you very much.